Hello, my name is Anonymous, and welcome to A Different Perspective on Just About Everything. First off, I'm terribly sorry for not making an episode for quite a long time, but it is because so many people are buying and enjoying our merch, which you can find on our website. To apologize for such the long wait, we'll be completely dedicating this episode to humor. In addition, I have found out that our podcast has gone global, with listeners not only in the USA, but in United Arab Emirates, Switzerland, and even Spain. Thank you so much to all our listeners, because each one helps a lot. Other than that, enjoy the episode. What do you get when you cross a snake with a tasty dessert? A python. Ba-dum-ts. Okay, folks, these may be corny jokes, but I think some of you will enjoy them. After all, it is a different perspective on just about everything. Next up. What happened when the frog's car broke down on the side of the road? It gets towed away. Okay, some of these I don't really get. So, I'm just gonna review every joke to make things a little bit more interesting. Okay, next category, birthday jokes. Interesting. What did you get a hunter for his birthday? A birthday pheasant. Okay. What does a clam do on his birthday? He celebrates. Yeah, I guess. But technically, the shell doesn't actually move in the clam. The actual clam is inside the shell. I don't know. Pretty much. But why was the birthday cake as hard as rock? Because it was a marble cake. Okay, that one, for one, that's like, for now, the most legitimate joke that I can actually find on the website for now. Okay, coffee jokes. Let's see. If you sit down to enjoy a hot cup of coffee, then your boss will ask you to do something that will last until the coffee is cold. Yeah, that makes sense. I think all of us understand that one. Okay, barista, how do you take your coffee? Me, very, very seriously. Okay, yeah, like 80% of people out there say that. Sleep is a weak substitute for coffee. Yep. That one, for now, is the one I most agree with. These are not, like, jokes. Well, they are. They're, like, funny statements about life. Or coffee. Okay, doctor jokes. Okay. ER doctor. So, what brings you here? Patient, an ambulance, what do you think? But, okay, yeah, that's, like, a reality joke. Like, what else would bring you there, okay? I'd never had surgery, and I was nervous. This is a very simple, non-invasive procedure, the anesthesiologist reassured me. I felt better until, heck, he continued. You have, okay, something censored there, so, I don't know. And something censored on the next one, so let's just go to the next one. Easter jokes, that should be kid-appropriate. Okay. What's the Easter Bunny's favorite restaurant? IHOP. Okay. Yeah, I think for breakfast on, like, Sundays, I think everybody's favorite restaurant is IHOP. What is the Easter Bunny's favorite kind of music? Hip-hop, of course. Alright, is this just all gonna be about hopping? Why are bunnies the luckiest animals? Because they have each four rabbits. Well, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, let's make corny jokes. Try something new. Okay, corny jokes. Knock, knock, who's there? Felix who? Felix exhausted, let me in. Oh, okay, feel exhausted. Sometimes I tuck my knees into my chest and lean forward. That's just how I roll. Okay, I don't know. Daily life jokes, okay. I like these. Kind of like the coffee ones. Hot new diet. I gave up jogging for health reasons. My thighs kept rubbing together and setting my pantyhose on fire. Wow. What do you get when you call someone who can't stick with a diet? A deserter. Yeah, makes sense. I would like vitamins for my son, a mother said. Vitamin A, B, or C. It doesn't matter. He can't read. Okay. We're going to go to part two, and we are going to be doing knock-knock jokes, okay? I mean, not a part two of the episode, but, like, a new segment, okay? See you next. And welcome back. So this website said it says ridiculous knock-knock jokes. If the first few are not that ridiculous, then I'm just going to leave this website because, no, I don't have the patience. And you probably don't either. Knock, knock. Who's there? Cow says who? No, cow says moo. Yeah, okay. I'm planning to leave this site. Let's just do a few more. Knock, knock. Who's there? A little old lady. You? That's not what it actually said. A little old lady who? All this time I had no idea you could yodel? Oh, a little old lady who? I don't think that's yodeling, though. Alright, does anybody out there comment if you think that a little old lady who sounds like yodeling, okay? Please, I just want to know. Does anybody else think that sounds like yodeling? Knock, knock, who's there? Europe, Europe who? No, not Europe who? I don't get it. Europe who? Maybe I'm just bad at jokes, I don't know. Knock, knock, who's there? Etch, etch who? Oh, bless you, friend. Okay, so he sneezed. Knock, knock, who's there? Robin. Robin who? Robin, you now hand over the cash. Oh, that's funny. You know, I say we give up on the knock-knock jokes. They're too cringy for me to continue. The show must go on without cringe. Let's just do some funny life ones after this, because jokes are just, they're cringe. And I don't want you to have to suffer anymore. Okay, first funny life statement. Life is hard. It's harder if you're stupid. Yep, makes sense. Luckily, I'm not. Do not take life too seriously. You will never get out of it alive. Okay. When life gives you lemons, squirt someone in the eye. If you're having a bad day. If you're having a good day, make some lemonade. But if you're having a bad day, don't be afraid to squirt somebody in the eye. Guys, we all want to do it. Old people at weddings always poke me and say, you're next. So I started doing the same thing at funerals. Hey, I mean, it's true. I'm old enough to know better, but young enough to do it anyway. Okay. Let's see. The great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. Okay, that's more of an inspirational quote. Some people just need a high five in the face with a chair. Yeah. Yeah, everybody, like, is raging so much that they need to do that. Some people just need a high five in the face with a chair. Makes total sense. Hey guys, it works, believe me. A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on. Makes sense. Life is short. Smile while you still have teeth. Hey, this quote is like stating the truth, but in like a dark, cruel way. Funny quotes. The average man does not know what to do with his life, yet wants another one which will last forever. Yeah, like, why would you want another wife that will last forever if you don't even know what you're going to do with your life? Like, decide. Maybe don't stick with it, but do something that will make you happy. To be old and wise, you must first be young and stupid. I mean, like, yeah, every person is young and stupid eventually. Well, like, in the beginning. People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day. Yep, that's the quote for lazy people. That's true. I always wanted to be somebody, but now I realize I should have been more specific. Eh. If you're too open-minded, your brains will fall out. Okay, that's a bit literal, but okay. I mean, the quote did say open-minded. Can I help you? No, I just waited in line for 30 minutes to say hi. No, like, imagine just waiting in line for, like, a Starbucks Frappuccino. You walk up and they're like, can I help you? Like, no, I just waited in line for 30 minutes to say hi. Bye now. Okay, one more. Have you ever noticed that a woman's I'll be ready in 5 minutes and a man's I'll be home in 5 minutes are exactly the same? My wife gets away with all the money I make. I just get an apple and clean clothes every morning. Accept who you are unless you're a serial killer. Okay, but aren't there other things than serial killers, like thieves and stuff? Okay, I'm just going to end it there. If you want to, like, more of these stuff, just search up funny life statements. But that's going to be the end of the topic today. Still going to have a closing note. Okay? Well, this is the end of this episode, at least. Again, we apologize for the long wait, but like I said, we've been busy with the merchandise. If you want, you can buy some too. There's a lot of cool stuff there. So again, please visit the first link in the description of our podcast, not the episode. And then also please consider supporting this podcast for two reasons. One, it will help this podcast a ton and it will be greatly appreciated. Two, if you support us for $9.99 a month, you'll get a different perspective on just about everything shirt with a logo on the back. Free shipping, no shipping fees, and it'll be shipped straight to your house. If you want a specific topic on our next episode, download the Anchor app and feel free to send a message to us. We'll consider your message and your voice could be on our next episode. Thanks for listening. Anonymous out.